First of all, as far as the commission is concerned, there's no controversy at GDC. There is varying interpretation of the relationship between the commission, the board, and the director general. And this is the view that the commission takes. The commission appoints a board to oversee the institution and appoints the managing director to lead management to manage the institution under the authority of the board. When it comes to matters of leave, the commission has not involved in determining when any chief executive of any state-owned media proceeds on leave under any circumstance. So leave matters are directly within the authority of the board. That is what the commission means when it says it recognizes the authority of the board manage matters of leave.
Mr. Sapon, as we've come to know in Ghana, the term proceed on leave is a euphemistic way of saying that you've been fired.
I can't be discussing euphemism and the interpretation that anybody wants to put to language. The plain, ordinary meaning of the expression is what we can use it for in official circles. Our understanding from the communication from the board is that they have issues that they want to investigate, and on that basis, they ask the DG to take leave. That is where we stand. That without complicating anything, the question of leave is within the authority of the board. The commission therefore expects that everybody will give the greatest respect to directives from the board. If anybody disagrees with the directive of the board, the person can either appeal to the board to ask it to review its decision, or if the board does not, can appeal to higher authority, in this case, the National Media Commission. If the person is dissatisfied with the decision of the commission, still a further appeal lies to the High Court.
One of the reasons why the DG is being asked to proceed on leave has to do with the collection of TV license fee and the prosecution of defaulters.
No. It is not to do with the collection of TV license. It is over the request to the CJ for the establishment of court for the prosecution of defaulters.
But Mr. Sapo, if the law says that if you fail to pay, you are liable for prosecution, and so if the DG asking the court to function or the law to be implemented, what should be wrong with that?
I think you are mixing a number of things. When you say what the law says and what it means, you are interpreting the law. When you speak to the DG's request to the Chief Justice, you are dealing with administrative procedures. So we can't mix the two elements. In any case, these are exactly the issues that are going to be investigated. And so I cannot make a comment on it that may well be prejudicial to the process.
Now the board is asking the DG to proceed on leave, and you want the investigation to be done before you take a final decision on this. Within what time frame are you looking at?
The board has been directed to undertake its investigations. It has been directed to submit its report within 1 month. When the commission gets the report, it will take it up from there.
I've also seen that from the statement, you asking the board to dissolve the interim management committee and then appoint...
What the statement says is, again, to follow the rules quite strictly, to say that the board should appoint one of the directors to act as acting director general in place of the IMC that they put in place.
You just heard the Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapon, talking to Bubu Klinogo.